A who's who of airshow entertainers looks ahead to the future of the business. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. During the 2010 ICAS convention in Las Vegas earlier this year, ANN's Jim Campbell got to talk to many of the airshow performers that we've been admiring for years. Everyone had an opinion on what lies ahead for the industry. We're going to hear a montage of those comments today.
We had the chance to spend a bit of time with a number of the airshow performers and professionals, engage their input on how the industry is looking for the future. How do you feel the airshow industry is evolving or changing?
Well, you know, these are pretty tough times, and the airshow industry is, from a sponsorship standpoint, is not in the greatest of it's pretty tough. I've seen some of my peers lose their sponsors because there's not a lot of dough, and the first thing, sports marketing, they start pulling back. But I got to tell you, through my experience the last couple years now, especially last year, I've seen a huge, huge increase in spectators coming to the shows, and it's just awesome. The industry is evolving in that we're growing in terms of learning how to be better mentors to the new people, and I think that's going to leave us in good hands downstream. I've been over 20 years an ICAST member, and what I've learned as an ICAST member and from other mentors that I've had has really helped me become the person and define me the person that I am today.
The one thing that's impressed me most is this whole atmosphere of safety that everyone's really pushing now. And I think a lot of people are really grasping onto that. The past 2 years, there really hasn't been any fatalities during air shows, so that's improving. And we're all looking out for each other, so I think that's a dramatic improvement.
The business has to evolve as technology and different entertainments evolve. And air shows have always been really bad about falling behind with the times. They're staying with things the way they were back in the 60s and whatnot, and which is fine, keeping that tradition there. But it's like with the Pirated Skies thing that we came up with. You know, we have Johnny Depp and Disney and everything with the Pirates of the Caribbean to thank for all the big hype on pirates now. And that was partially where I got the inspiration for this act. And so it's gone over very well for us.
It's certainly getting more glitzy and glamorous, and people are getting much better at selling and marketing. And there's the old-fashioned guys that just sort of depend on getting it done. And there's really, really good marketers. So I think marketing and sponsorship is really becoming more and more important. And it actually is making it more safe, too, because sponsors don't want bad things happening to their product representation.
You look around the convention hall here today, and you just see a lot more professional, business-like approach to things. You know, it used to be most of the guys just hung up a couple of pictures on a single booth, and that was it. But you look around, and you see it just being treated more like a business.
We're seeing changes in this industry that I think mostly are positive, in that airshow attendance is up. There's a broader form of entertainment, I think, now. You're seeing sponsors come on board who see the value in airshows, who maybe did not see that before, and we're certainly seeing that with ours, and realize, you know, this is kind of an untapped market. It's a great opportunity to get your ideas or products or messages out in front of people. So we're seeing more and more of that. And we're seeing technology catch up, you know, smaller cameras, HD cameras, which allow us to take what we do and present it to the public because we can put those cameras in the airplane. So there's more awareness.
I'm seeing enthusiasm come and go in waves, and I think right now we are on the upswing from what has been happening in the last few years. I think because we're getting smarter, because we're getting leaner, and because we're doing things better and more efficient, that we're appealing to more people. We're able to get the crowds out on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon to the air shows because it looks much more inviting than it used to in the past.
I think the industry is still struggling a little bit with trying to get the attention of the corporate world. And the good things that are happening is some people who recognize that, and I like to think I'm one of them, are willing to change the way they approach and go to market with their sponsorship strategy and their value proposition to the corporate world. I think more people need to become self-aware of what their value proposition really is so that when they go to market with their sponsorship value proposal, they have a concise story to tell. They're pitching what the sponsors want to hear, not what they want to tell them.
Right now, I think we're headed back to the point where we're reminding that we're entertainers and illusionists, and we should give the our number one priority is the safety of the spectator and entertain them. And if we can give the illusion of danger, of the illusion of it, and you know, make them catch their breath once in a while but go away excited with an adrenaline rush, then we've done our job.
In order of appearance, you heard from Sean D. Tucker, Rob Holland, Kyle Franklin, Bud Granley, Bob Carlton, Greg Poe, Jerry Jive Kirby, Spencer Suderman, and Buck Rotman. In a moment, more answers to the question of how the airshow business is evolving. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. We're hearing a montage of comments today from airshow performers we caught on mic at ICAST back in January. The question is, where is the airshow industry headed and what issues does it face?
Well, there's no one evolution that I would say. I'd say it's going in many streams. If you look at the critiques from the audience, they love the jet teams and the warbirds and even the war static displays. I see guys out there trying to do more things. One or two performers teaming up, forming small alliances, guys reaching out, doing a few new things. We've got a couple guys doing new light shows at night, trying to use the technology to match what we do.
I've been doing this now for 31 years, and it has changed dramatically. And it's definitely an air show market. There is just a glut of performers, and but that's been changing, and it's really, I think, peaking out actually at this point. We have fuel issues, we have issues with FAA, and things that are slowly eroding our rights that scares me a lot for our future. So I would say being in the fuel business with Chevron Global Aviation, that's our biggest threat, in my opinion, right now.
Well, I like to see the big sponsorships coming in, and I like to see the outside money and the outside sponsorship coming in. And the more of that we can get, the more credibility that we add to an airshow marketing program. You know, this is an overused phrase, but it's the untapped potential. Especially this year, with the almost 20% increase of airshows across the board, it's a great family venue. And the type of sponsor and the type of business that's going to want to be associated with it are the types that want to market to families.
There's technology's obviously playing a little bit of a part. You know, a lot of the things that we used to do on paper are now, you know, being done on computers, that sort of thing. The airplanes, some of them are evolving. You know, there's a lot of carbon fiber airplanes out there, a lot of these new composite airplanes that can do maneuvers that we never dreamed of, you know, 20 years ago. But there's a lot of things that don't change. You know, it's whether you're entertaining them in a 66-year-old airplane like I fly or a brand new store-bought airplane that you picked up last month that'll, you know, pinwheel out of sight, people still go to air shows to see the impossible take place. You know, that's just, that they want to be entertained.
In order of appearance in that segment, we heard from Dan McClung, Julie Clark, Ed Hamill, and Matt Youngkin. If you'd like to see what the Aero TV cameras saw during these sound bites, see the video that goes with this audio in the archives at aero-tv.net, dated February 12th. If you'd like to find out more about the International Council of Air Shows, visit www.airshows.aero. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.